start here on the top of Chof Vav Amir Aleph by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Nit me'ushi areha, nisrefushi areha, abdushi areha. So you have a mincha, which either the shirayim became tamei, were burnt up, consumed, or abdu, or they were lost. Kimidat Rabbi Eliezer k'shera, unchumidat Rabbi Yeshua psula. So this is a machloket that we've seen a number of times, we saw in Zvachim, so again here in Minachot. We've seen Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua about the reliance or the dependence of the basar and the dam. Rabbi Lezer says that the dam and the basar are independent, and yesh dam, afal pi vein basar, and there's no problem to bring a korban like the komets, which would be the equivalent of the zrikat dam, even though the shiareh are not existing. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua believes, im ein dam, ein basar, ein dam, and therefore here, if you don't have the shirayim, you can't bring the komets ala mizveach amarav. Vehu shnitme'u kol shiareh. Rav makes a qualification and says that the only time this is a problem is if all of the shirayim became tamei. But if only a portion of the shirayim became tamei, therefore you have shirayim left. Just like by the korban, if you have a kazayit basar or kazayit chelev left, that's enough to do zrikat adam. So to over here, the shirayim will be enough to allow you to do the komets. So kasal kadatcha nitma in avod visaruf lo. There were three scenarios in the Mishnah, which was tamei, saraf, and avad. Yet Rav only qualifies one of those cases, and that's the case of Nitma. Sounds like Rav's only discussing Tuma and not discussing Avud Visaruf. Well, let's try to understand what Rav is thinking now. If he believes that you don't need the whole item, you just need a portion of it, then afilo Avud Visaruf Nami. Then why can't you have the same status by Avud Visaruf? If most of it is Avud, most of it is Saruf, but you have something left, that should be enough. Why should that be different than Tuma? If he believes that whatever's left over is not relevant, you need the whole shirayim there in order to bring the komet, then what is it? Nitma, my taima. What's the reason behind that nitma should be different than the other two? So what's the answer? Meratze tzitz. Oh, so the tzitz is meratze on tuma, it's not meratze on avod basaruf. So here we have the whole item is here, if you need the whole item, but a portion of it is good, and then the other portion is tamei. So we'll say on the remaining portion, the tzitz will be meratze. It says, why does it have to only be a part if it be tamei? What happens if the whole thing's tamei? The tzitz is meratzeh, whether the entire thing is tamei or whether a portion of it's tamei. If Rav really believes you need the whole shirayim there, and the problem with Avud B'Saruf is that you don't have the whole shirayim, by Tuma you have the whole shirayim because of the tzitz, well then it should be irrelevant how much of the shirayim is tamei. The tzitz is meratzeh, whether all the shirayim are tameim, or if a portion of it is tamei, then it's considered to be all there if the tzitz is meratzeh. So that can't be it. So the Olam Kasavar Shira Miltahi. So now, Rav really holds that Shira is a Milta, meaning that it's enough to have just a portion of the Shiraim left over. Vinitma. And when he said Vinitma, V'hu Adin L'Avud B'Saruf, he meant it for all three of the things mentioned in our Mishnah. Well then, why did he only say Tameh? By the Gemara Nitma, Rishayu Nakat. We have a list in the Mishnah of Tuma, Srefa, and then Aveda. So in those three cases, the first one mentioned in the Mishnah is Tuma. So Rav, when he gave his qualification, just says, oh, you know, I'm just talking about Tuma, but because that's the first thing mentioned in the Mishnah. But applies to Avod and Saruf as well. And so because of that, as long as you have any Shirayim left from any one of those items, if it's Nitma'a, Nisrifa, or Nevda, any one of those that has a Shira left, a piece of portion left over, that's enough to allow you to put the Komets on the Mizbeach. Kiritanyo, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kol HaZvachim, Shibetorash, Nishtar Behem, Kazayit Basar, Kazayit Chelev, Zareket Adam. So you see, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, who says, Ein Basar, Ein Dam, and Ein Dam, Ein Basar, he says, over here by the Zvachim, that if as long as there's a Kazayit Basar, Kazayit Chelev left, you do Zrikat Adam. You see, that doesn't require the whole thing to be left over. He requires just the Kazayit. Kichati Kazayit Basar, Kichati Zayit Chelev, in Zrikat Adam. If he only has a Chati Zayit Basar, Chati Zayit Chelev, that's not enough because Achilat Adam and Achilat Mizbeach are separate. And since they're separate, you don't have a full Kazayit of Shirayim, either in the Basar or in the Chelev. Ube Ola, in the Ola, where there is no differentiation between Achilat Adam and Achilat Mizbeach, because there is no achilat adam, so it's all achilat mizbeach. In that case, then afilu kechatzi zayit bazar, chatzi zayit chelev, zorekat adam. Mipnei shukula kalil. Since it all ends up in the mizbeach, that's a kazayit. of the zevach that is there. Ubimincha afila kula kayemet lo yizrok. By mincha, even if the entire thing is left over, you can't have zrika. We've had this limud a number of times. Mincha ma'vidito. Who brought up mincha? Where did that come from? That came from the middle of nowhere. Samra papa, we're discussing over here, is minchat nisachim. The mincha nisachim that come with the zevach. Sakadat chamina, I would have thought, hoyu bahadi zevach ka'atio. I would have thought, since the minchat nisachim comes along with the zevach, has a din like the zevach itself, and therefore, even if you had no basar and no chelev, as long as you had the minchat nisachim left, that would be enough to allow you to do zrikat adam. Kamash malon, that's the kamash malon, that afilu kula kayemet. Even if the entire minchat nisachim is there, if you don't have basar and you don't have chelev, no good. Can't do it. You need kazayit from the animal itself, from the zevach itself. Having the minchat nisachim is not enough. Kamash malon. Sandmar says, where do we know this from? Where do we know this din from? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Umata Ba Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Ben Chananya Amakro. Pasuk says Viktira Chelev the Reach Nichoach LaHashem Chelev Vafu Pishein Basar. So now I know that Chelev works even though you don't have Basar. Even though the requirement of Rabbi Yeshua is Imein Basar Ein Dam Ein Dam Ein Basar. Over here he says that Chelev works as well. How do I know that Chelev works? Because it says Viktira Chelev the Reach Nichoach LaHashem. And before that, the beginning of that pasuk is talking about the Zrikat Adam. So therefore, the beginning of the pasuk is talking about zrikat adam, and saying that zrikat adam is premised on viktira chelev. So you just need chelev; you don't need basar. Mar says ashkechan chelev. Okay, great. Now I know that a chelev is enough to do it. What about the other items that go on the mizbech? For instance, the oteret, ushtei akleyot, the other fats that go on the extension of the liver and the shtei akleyot, and the fats that are around the kidneys. How do I know that that's enough? If you have a gazayit worth of that, that's enough to be zrikat adam. Minolan, how do we know that it works by the yoter din shtei klayot? Diktani, because it says in the brayto, ubimincha afilu kula kayemet lo yizrok. So it says by the mincha nesachim, even if the entire mincha nesachim is there, you don't do zrikat adam. Mincha hu yizrok. What precludes you from doing is the fact that the mincha is here. Ha yoter din shtei klayot yizrok. But yoter din shtei klayot would be okay, would be sufficient. The brayto that we brought down suggests that mincha nesachim is not enough. Chelev is enough. So you have what's left in between. So it sounds from here that the only thing that's not enough is the mincha, that kamash malon, that anything else would work, including the oteret and the shtei klayot. Nagmar wants to know minolan. How do you know that? You have to know that the mincha is not included to know that the shtei klayot and the oteret akaved are allowed in. That's what the Gemara says, minolan. They ask the same thing here. Where is that from? How do you know that distinction? Or where do you know to draw the distinction between the mincha nesachim and the oteret akaved and the shtei klayot? And that's because of the way the pasuk is written. Rabbi Yochanan today amar, the reyach nichoach. Kol shatam alei, the reyach nichoach. It says anything that's a reyach nichoach that goes on the mizbeach is sufficient to do the zrikat adam. Oh, if that's true, the minchat nesachim should also qualify because that goes on the mizbeach. Ve'etzrich l'michtav chelev. But it also says chelev in the pasuk. Ve'etzrich l'michtav reyach nichoach. But it also says reyach nichoach in the pasuk. De'i katav chelev. Had it just written chelev, hava mina chelev in yoter d'shtek layot lo. Then I would have thought only the chalavim, but not those fats that are associated with the Yoteret HaKaved and the Shtei HaKlayot, those would not have been enough. Therefore, Katav Rachman HaReach Nichoach. To tell you anything that goes in the Mizbeach, sufficient. Be Katav Rachman HaReach Nichoach. Had the Torah just written Reach Nichoach, I would have thought anything that goes in the Mizbeach, Ava Min Afilu Mincha, even a Mincha would have been sufficient. Katav Rachman HaChelev. So the balance between Chelev and Reach Nichoach gives me the items that are considered to be enough to do Zrikat Adam. That means anything that is Chelek Min HaBehema Atzma, and that's a part of the Behema that itself, plus it's a reyach nichoach, it ends up on the mizbeach. So those are the items that will qualify to be a kazayit worth to allow you to do zrikat adam. The mincha is separate from the zebach, does not qualify. Okay, next mishnah. Shelo bikli sharet. If he did not put the komets that he separated out from the mincha into a kli sharet, pasul, that's no good. We've seen this all along, that after you do the separation of the komets, you have to be mekadeshit in a kli sharet. That's replaced into a new kli sharet. So if he doesn't do that, it's pasul. On the other hand, Rabbi Shimon Machshir. Rabbi Shimon says that's fine. Hikter komtza pamayim kshera. If you put on the komets twice on the mizbeach, kasher. That we'll have to get to in the Gemara. What that means that he put the komets on twice. How do you burn the komets twice? Doesn't make so much sense. We'll get that in the Gemara in a minute. Am Rabbi Yehuda b'rei de Rabbi Chiya, my time with the Rabbi Shimon. Why does Rabbi Shimon believe that even without the kedushat kli of the komets that it works? Because Amar Kra, we saw this before. Kodesh kodoshim hi kechatat v'chasham. It says about the mincha that is kodesh kodoshim hi, just like the chatat and the asham. Well, why would you compare something to a chatat Chatat and Hashem. Chatat and Hashem are very different. Chatat has Netinat Adam Yedei Etzba, the Hashem has Shtayim Shein Arba. One has done by Etzba, one's done by Kli. You have differences between them. So why would you compare them to both the Chatat and Hashem? So that's the answer. Rabbi Shimon says, Bal Ovda Biyad Ovda Biyamin Kechatat. If he does the Avoda of the Komet Biyad with his hand, then he has to do it Biyamin. He has to do it with his right hand like the Chatat. Because the Chatat requires Yamin, because over there it says Kohen and Etzba. It says Kohen and Etzba by the Chatat tells us that you have to do it Biyad Yamin or Be'etzba Yamin. So to over here, if you want to do the Komet Biyad, just like you did the Chatat Biyad, there you got to do it Biyamin. Bikli, if you do it in a Kli, Ovda Bismok Hashem. Then you can do it in your left hand like the Hashem. What do you mean? Who says you can do an Hashem in your left hand? This is Shita Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon believes in Ochanami that by Shar Kabanot you can do it Bismol. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon says that you need both Kohen and Etzba. So the Chachamim, or those that argue Rabbi Shimon, say by the other Kabanot it says the word Kohen, and that's sufficient to require right, a right hand. And therefore they believe that the Avodo by all other Kabanot has to be done in the right hand. That's not true of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says you need Kohen and Etzba. So that's true by the Chatat. The Chatat has both Kohen and Etzba, therefore you do it by Amin. All the other Kabanot only have Kohen, do not have Etzba. That means by other Kabanot, according to Rabbi Shimon, you can do them bismol. And that's what it means, Piasham. The Hashem for Rabbi Shimon is bismol. So to over here, if you put it into a Kli, the Komets, like you would do by the other Kabanot, the Zrikat Adam is done from a Kli, not on the Etzba. So over here, you can do it by your left hand. You learn from the Reisha that you don't need a Kli, but when you do it without a Kli, you must do it by right, with the right hand. The Hashem teaches you that you have to do it with a Kli, but there you can do it with the left hand. Now, Rabbi Yana Yamar came in, Shikamsomi Kli Sharet, Maleu Maktiro, Afilu Behem Yano, Afilu Bimekedash Shel Cheres. So here he says, if you, once you've taken out of a Kli Sharet, since the Komet comes out of a Kli Sharet, directly out of the Kli Sharet, you can get it to the Mizbeach any way you want. I mean, Afilu Behem Yano, even with his belt, with his Avnet, you can stick it in his Avnet and take it up. Afilu Mekedash Shel Cheres, you can even use this earthenware vessel, it's the same one that is mentioned by the Sota. You put the waters of the Me'amarim in the Mekedash Shel Cheres, so it's a lowly utensil, a lowly type of Kli. So even though it's not for Kli Sharet, even though it's not Kadosh, you can take it up there any way you want. So that's the way Rabbi Yana believes. Rabbi Yana believes not like Rabbi Yehuda Breid Rabbi Chia, that Rabbi Shimon is limited to the case where you do it in a right hand and you take it up in your right hand. He says no, doesn't matter how you get it there. Once, since it came out of the Kli Sharet, all you have to do is get it onto the Mizbeach. Doesn't matter how you get it there. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Amar Komodim Bekomet Shaton Kiddush. That even according to Rabbi Shimon, it's got to get into a Kli Sharet. It's got to get into a Kli Sharet and be Nitzkadesh. After it's been in a Kli Sharet, then you can take it up to the Mizbeach, do whatever you want. But it still has to have kiddush for Kli Sharet. What we're talking about in our Mishnah is from that Kli Sharet that you put the komets in, do you need to take it up to the Mizbeach in that Kli Sharet? He says you can get it up there any way you want afterwards. So Meitevei, Chekter Chalavim Veivarim Veitzim Shalan Ben Beyad Ben Bekli Ben Beyamin Ben Besmol Ksherim. So you have now Chalavim Veivarim, you have the Itzim that you took them up, whether it's Bekli, whether it's in your right hand, whether it's in your left hand, Ksherim. The komets Vaktoret Valavuna Shalan Ben Beyad Ben Bekli, Ben Beyamin, Ben Mismol, Shirim. So here you have the first set, which are Chalavim, Revim, Itzim, Shalam, Ben Beyad, Ben Bekli, Ben Beyamin, Ben Mismol, Shirim. And now you have a second set of items, which are Komets, Aktorat, Levona, Shalam, Ben Beyad, Ben Bekli, Ben Beyamin, Ben Mismol, Shirim. Guess what? That says that you have here a Komets that is taken up Ben Beyad, Ben Bekli, Ben Beyamin, Ben Mismol, and it says Shirim. Well, who is the author of that position that it works outside of a Kli? That's Rabbi Shimon. And what do you see here, according to Rabbi Shimon? It's Ben Biyad, Ben Bikli, Ben Biyamin, Ben Bismol makes no difference. Makes no difference whatsoever. And therefore, that's going to be a Tiyufta, the Rabbi Yehuda Breid Rabbi Chia. Tiyufta, that's a huge question. Rabbi Yehuda Breid Rabbi Chia says, Yamin only works when you do it Biyad, not when you do it Bikli. Over here, how could you suggest that there's a differentiation between Kli and Yad? Here we have a Breita that explicitly says that there's no difference between Yad and Kli. You can do it in Yad small or Yad Yamin. So, Melcha Rabbi Yehuda Breid Rabbi Chia, let's do the Mktoni. No, the Breita, you have to read it right. It's written in sections. Biyad. When it says Ben Biyad Ben Bekli, and then it says Ben Biyamin Ben Bismol, the Ben Biyamin Ben Bismol is modifying the Kli part of it, not modifying the Yad. The Yad has to be Biyamin. The Kli part can be Ben Yamin Ben Bismol. So that's how we'll answer up this Breita.
So why did you break it into two? It's all the same thing.
Tosfos mentions the reason that the Breita or Tosefta split into two components, even though they have the same din, is either the first section's even according to the Rabbonon, and the second section is according to Rabbi Shimon, or in the next Tosfos he mentions, maybe that's the way they learned it, the Mesorah was these three together, and the next three together. Not that there's any difference in the din, but simply that's the way the Mesorah came. Alright, Tashma. Kamtso, now the word Shalom doesn't make any sense here, you have to leave out the word Shalom. Kamtso miklisharet. He took the comments out of a klisharet. Vikidisho Shalom miklisharet. But once he took the comment out, he didn't place it into klisharet. He took it up to the mizbech and put on mizbech shalom klisharet. Pasul does not work. But Belazer Rabbi Shimon makshirin b'matan kli. As Rabbi Shimon say, as long as there is a matan kli, then they are makshir. So now here you have a problem for tiyufta de Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says a komodim bekomet shetaon kiddush. And over here we have a statement here that this was done kamsul shalom klisharet v'kidush show shalom klisharet ve'alo. And yet, Rabbi Shimon say makshirin that the matan kli, the original matan kli, the original kli sharet is makshirit. Rav Nachman says everybody agrees, even Rabbi Shimon agrees, you need the kli sharet for the comments. Over here, we have a braita that says no, you don't. That Rabbi Shimon believes he can take it straight out of the kli sharet that you took it out of and take it right up to the mizbeach. So where it says ema mi matan kli ve'elech, that's what, how you read it. You read it here as mi matan kli, not referring to the matan kli of the original mincha, but the matan kli of the comments. So matan kli ve'elech, from that point, after you put it into a kli sharet, then you can do it any way you want. That's how Rav Nachman is going to read it. Tashma, v'chachamim omrim, kometz ton kli sharet. Ketzad, kometzo mikli sharet, you take the kometz out of a kli sharet, umikadsho mikli sharet, and then you place it into a new kli sharet. Umalo maktiro mikli sharet, and then you take it up to the mizbeach, and you're maktirit in a kli sharet. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kevin she comes so mikli sharet, malo umaktiro shlo mikli sharet vidayo. So here it's even more explicit that Rabbi Shimon says you take it out of the original kli sharet and then you malo umaktiro shlo mikli sharet vidayo. Ema, you don't have to reread, you have to amend this right again. Kevin she comes so vikidisho mikli sharet, malo umaktiro vidayo. So again, he'll read that the kli sharet here is not referencing the original kli sharet of the mincha, but the kli sharet that the kometz was placed into. So again, this is a question of Rav Nachman's position, and this is Rav Nachman's answer. They amend the braita to read in a way that will say that the kometz ended up in a kli sharet. Tashma, kamatz bimino venatan bismolo. He took the kometz off on his with his right hand, venatan bismolo, and then he changed it over to his left hand, yagzir lemino. Then he's got to put it back into his right hand. Bismolo, here there's a machlokas how to read this, bismolo. Bismolo, most likely in this braita reads, bismolo means that he took the kometz with his left hand. He took the kometz off his left hand, b'chishav aleha ben chutz lemkomo, ben chutz lezmano, pasul ve'im bo karet. So over here, whether he has a machshevet chutz lemkomo, chutz lezmano, it's pasul ve'im. Why is it pasul ve'im bo karet? The psul is because he took it off with his left hand. It has nothing to do with the makshev chutz lezmano and chutz lemkomo because they are irrelevant. Since he never did the komets properly, those makshevot have no bearing on the komets here. The problem is that he took it off with his left hand. Either you have to wipe out this girsa, which is one option. One option is to wipe out this girsa and say that the original statements were kamatz b'mino v'natan b'smolo, and then it said b'smolo means when it was in, while it was in his left hand, he had this makshava. That's one way to read it. The other way to read it is the way that I read it to you, which is that b'smolo means that he took the kometz b'smolo. Right, that's the new case. Then this case goes back and says, chishav ala, this is when it was in his right hand. Either when he returned it to its right hand, or he took the kometz to his right hand. Chishav ala, chustim kamo, pasul ve'im b'karet. Chutzuzmano, pigo, v'chaylevin, v'alav karet. Divei Rabbi Elazar, v'Rabbi Shimon. So over here, then when you have machshava of sula, when it was in your right hand, or when you took it off with your right hand, where it's a kosher kometz, it's a kosher kometz, then you can have a makshevet psul. Either psul of chutzim kamal, which is pasul ve'im b'karet, or a makshevet pigul, which is chutz lizmano, which is your chayav karet for it if you consume it. So that's why you have to read this last section, that you're going back to the case of yamin. Or, you have to leave it out entirely. There is girsaot to take it out. So now that's Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon's position. Chamim amim, kevin shenatno lusmol, pasalto, matnato. So once you put it into your left hand, it's over. There's nothing to talk about. Once it went into the left hand, it's gone. My time, huh? Shum debai k'dusha b'kli. The komets has to end up in a kli. What's it doing in your hand? B'kevin should not know this small. And once you pulled it from your right hand and put it into the left hand, that's the equivalent. Asek adam shenishpach mitzavar behemah l'ritzpah v'asafol shepasul. Let's think about this when we go back to a behemah. A behemah, when you do shechita to behemah, you have to do kabbalat adam afterwards. If you do kabbalat adam and then you spill from the kli onto the floor, we learned that you can pick it up afterwards because it was once in a kli. Fell out of the kli, you can put it back in the kli. But if you do the shechita and there was no kli there, it fell right onto the ritzpah, you can then not gather it up afterwards and put the blood into a kli. Because you failed to do kabbalat adam b'kli. Now, if we transfer that over to our mincha over here, we said before that the k'mitzat mincha is equivalent of shechitata be'ima. The placement of the komets into a kli sherek is equivalent of kabbalat adam. So now what did I do over here? The kohen went ahead, took off with his right hand. So he did shechita with his right hand.
So where would he take it out of?
Out of a kli sherek, out of a regular mincha, out of a mincha. He took it out, he's got it in his hand now. In order to do kabbalat adam, what does he have to do? Place it into a kli sherek. What does he do instead? To his left hand. Putting it to his left hand, it's the same thing as having the dam be'ima fall on the floor. If it falls on the floor, you can't pick it up afterwards and then put it into a kli sherek. So that's what the chameim are saying. You take it over to your left hand, that's it, it's over. There's nothing to talk about anymore. What can you infer from this? That's the shita of chameim. But who was arguing on the beginning? Who was the first ones who said that? Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon. Rather, Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon, lav bo matan kli. It's clear from there that they don't require a matan kli because they allow you to put it over to your left hand and then switch it back to your right hand. If they required matan kli, they'd have the same restriction as the Rabbanon. If, like Rav Nachman, they believe that Rav Nachman, that you have to put it into a kli first, they'd have the same failure in Kabbalat Adam, the same failure in the Kabbalat HaKomets. You would have to put it into a kli sharet. And if you didn't do that, then once you put it into your small, it'd be over. Mar says, Tiyufta Rav Nachman, Tiyufta. This is a very strong question against Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman's out of the picture now. We can't do anything. Here it's pretty clear that Rav Shimon of Elazar believe you don't need matan kli. Mar says, the Rav Yehuda Brei de Rav Chiya Misayale. This is a really good proof to Rav Yehuda Brei de Rav Chiya. Why? Whatever Yehuda Brei de Rav Chiya say. You have two options. Either do it with kli sharet, even with small. But the main thing is that when you do it biyad, it has to be done by yamin. And that's what this braita said. The braita demanded yamin. When you put on your small, even Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon agreed you had to put it back to your right hand. That if you left it in the small, that was no good. They don't require, when you put it in the small, it's not posel it because you don't require matan kli. But they can put it back in their right hand, and then you can continue. So that means that right hand is demanded. That's a proof to him. Now the problem might be the Rabbi Yanai limit to Abiyat Tiyufta. According to Rabbi Yanai, maybe it should be a Tiyufta. Because Rabbi Yanai says you can take it up to the Mizbeach any way you want. He doesn't have this demand for yamin. So how come, Rabbi Yanai? Why isn't this right? A strong question against Rabbi Yanai. Where it says, "Let me tell you, Amar lecha Rabbi Yanai, ana d'amrei kedzan dehekter v'lav letzadim k'nani." I have a Tana that supports my position. Eino chanami, I can't fit into this braita. But we had the previous Tosefta that we brought down that says hekter chalavim veivarim, and then a komitz vektora t'avlovanah shalom ben biyad ben mekli ben biyamin ben mismol. I can fit into that braita, no problem. You brought a question, Rabbi Yehuda Brei de Rav Chiya, from that braita. Remember, the Gemara thought that was a tiyufta to Rabbi Yehuda Brei de Rav Chiya from the Tosefta because it says ben biyamin ben mismol. How did Rabbi Yehuda Brei de Rav Chiya answer up? He says let's study b'kani. It says ben biyad only biyamin or ben mekli ben biyad ben mismol ben yamin. But that reading of the Tosefta is not the pshitut of the Tosefta. Yanai says, if I read the Tosefta kipshuto, that is my position. So he says, I have a ta'ana on the Tosefta that clearly supports my position. You're right. This ta'ana, the way that this braita is brought down, I can't agree with Rabbi Shimon. But my position is supported by the Tosefta. So I'm going to hold like that Tosefta, the Hefter Chalavim Vevarim, and reading it simply, that says, ben b'yamin, ben b'smol, any way you want, you can bring it up. All right, now we got to the next part of the Mishnah, which is Iktir Komsapa Maim Kshira. If you put it on twice, Kshira. How do you put on a komets twice? The answer is, you put half up and then half up. So that's what it means, Pamai. Pamai means you put a half and then the other half on.
Right, it takes two.
This is one komets. It's the same komets. If there are komets, one komets, we're in singular. Pamai, you put it on twice. The only way to do that is to break it in half. If there are komtsa, Pamai, Kshira. I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi, Pamai, Valo Pamai, Pamai. You can only break it in half, but not more than that. It can only go up one piece and then a second piece. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Pamai, Vafilu Pamai, Pamai. As many, but you can break it down into pieces and put it up on the Mizbeach. Now, Mabinayu, what's the difference between them? But Amar Abzera, Yesh komets pachot mishne zeitim. The question is there a komets less than two zeitim? V'yesh aktarah chutam kezayit. I can do a chad taktara that's less than a kezayit. That's the difference between them. Rabbi Shimon Leva Savar ain kometz pachod mishnei zaitim. A kometz can be never less. Nobody's hand holds less than two zaitim, and therefore, when you do it pamayim, there's at least a kezayit in each piece that you put on the mizbeach, because ain aktara chutam kezayit. There's no such thing as aktara less than a kezayit. So Rabbi Shimon Leva says the most you can break it down is into two pieces. You break it down into two pieces, you're guaranteed to have a kezayit in each piece. So a kezayit in each piece, it's a valid haktara, and therefore you can break it down. That's why it's okay. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Rabbi Yochanan says number one, yesh kometz pachod mishnei zaitim. You can have a kometz less than shnei zaitim. If you can have a kometz less than shnei zaitim, v'yesh haktara chutah mikazayit. And then by definition, you can have haktara less than a kazayit. Because if the Mishnah allows you to do it pamayim, to do it twice, that means that if it's less than two kazayitim and you break it in half, each half has less than a kazayit. If each half has less than a kazayit, then that means that a haktara less than a kazayit is fine. Well, then go ahead and break it down to as many pieces as you want. Because if haktara less than a kazayit is fine, then you can do it. Now, even though we know in other places, for instance, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, we had the machlokas earlier about haktarat chutz. When you malev a chutz, you need a kazayit over there. And there the Gemara discussed whether there's chiburei omim. Does the bone attach to the basar or not? And even Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, they're just arguing whether it does or doesn't. But everybody agrees you need a kazayit for haktara. So Tosfos points over here, that's unique to this case. The fact that the Mishnah tells you you can put it up on mayim teaches this unique din here that you don't need haktara of a kazayit over here. It's not a din in general that haktara is less than a kazayit. Haktara requires a kazayit. Over here, the fact that you can bring a mincha in two pieces teaches you that you can have haktara less than a kazayit. Right, so now Gemara says, Itmar kometz meimatay matir shirayim ba'achila. At what point does the kometz allow the shirayim to be eaten? Once the fire takes to the kometz, that's enough, and then you can eat the shirayim. It has to be, the rove of the kometz has to be a flame or a lit in order for it to be considered consumed on the mizbeach and to be a matir for the shirayim. The pasuk says, for the kohanim, that the shirayim are kodesh kodeshim mi'ishei Hashem. Kodesh kodeshim mi'ishei Hashem. Only from things that are ishei Hashem, that are on the mizbeach and that are burning on the mizbeach. So what we're defining over here, what is classified as ishei Hashem? According to Rabbi Chanina, ishei Hashem is mishmashla bo et or, once the fire takes to it, and Rabbi Yochanan Amar, mishatatzit bo et or berubo, it has to get to the robe. Before it's got to the robe, that's not called ishei Hashem. Tosfos asks over here, why is the Gemara focused on the question being about a kometz to be matur the shirayim? Yet the same thing by the chalavim. The emurim that have to end up on the mizbeach, they're matur the achila of any other korban. So ask that question. When is it considered haktara for the emurim that go on the mizbeach in order to eat the basar? So over there, Tosfos says it's not sikah. By kometz, the only way for you to eat the shirayim is if the kometz gets consumed on the mizbeach. That's not true of the emurim because you have zrikat adam there. The zrikat adam is matur the chalavim and the basar. If the chalavim are extant, they're still around, then you have to get them on the mizbeach. The emurim have to get on the mizbeach. The emurim are lost, saruf, or lost, burnt up, or lost, then you can eat the basar even without the emurim, because the zrikat adam was done. And therefore, it's not psika milta, because you don't have to get the emurim on the mizbeach in order for the basar to be mutar. By the komets, that's not true. You have to get the komets on the mizbeach in order for the shirayim to be mutarim, because the komets is equivalent to the zrikat adam. And without zrikat adam, everybody agrees you can't eat the basar. So that's why Tosfos says they focus on komets and not on the emurim. The Rabbah Bar Yitzchak, Asavr Lachav Taimo de Rabbi Yochanan. I'll explain to you why Rabbi Yochanan believes this. Amar Kara, it says, the Pasuk by Sdom Ve'amora says, Vina Allah Kitora Aretz, Kitora Kivshan, that the smoke that was coming up after the destruction that was wrought on Sdom Ve'amora, over there, it says that smoke was coming up, Allah Kitora Aretz, Kitora Kivshan. That it was smoking, it was coming up like the Kitora of the Kivshan of like an oven. And Kivshan Maleh Kitor, a Kivshan does not bring up smoke, asha tzitzita or berubo, until the fire has taken hold of the robe of what's in there. So you see here that the word kitor is used, and what's needed to be done with the kometz is haktara. So the definition of kitora haktara is when the robe has to come on fire. So amale ravin bar ravada the robo, amre tamidecha, amar rav amram. So we've actually had a number of times this show up. We had it earlier in this mesech. We had it in Zvachim where there was a mix in terms of the girsa here. The two girsot are possibly Amrei Talmidai or Amrei Talmidecha. So over here it says Talmidecha. Your Talmidim say in the name of Rav Amram. Tanya. Ein li ela dvarim shidarkan nikarei balaylo. that I can only put on the Mizbeach things that normally go on at night, like Evarim u'Bdarim, Shemalan u'Maktiron b'Bo HaShemesh. You can put them on after the sun sets. U'Mitaklim, and then they get consumed. Bochim kol ha'layla kula. They can be consumed all night long. Devarim shetarkam l'kareiv b'yom. Items that have to be put on the Mizbeach during the daytime, because it says b'yom tzavoto. B'yom tzavoto teaches that only during the day can you put things or do avodah in the Mikdash. Kigon. What are things that have to be put on during the day? Are comets, velavuna, vaktoret, uminchat kohanim, uminchat kohen mashiach, uminchat nesachim, shema'alan umaktiran mibo hashemesh. How do I know that you can put those on the mizbeach after the sun sets? Wait a minute, that makes no sense whatsoever. You just said that all these items have to be on the mizbeach during the day, and now you're saying to me in the braita that you can put them on after the sun sets, va'amart, darkan likarei bayom, that they normally are put on during the day, that they're only qualified during the daytime. Ella, you have to read imbah hashemesh, that you're allowed to put these on as the sun sets. So the first part of the list are items that can be put on the Mizbeach all night, and therefore they can be placed on the Mizbeach even after the sun sets. The latter list in the Braita are items that can only be put on during the daytime. Since they can only be put on during the daytime, they must be put on before the sun sets. How do I know that you can put these items on as the sun sets? Shemitaklim v'ochim kol ha'layla, and then they'll be consumed all night. Nayin tam alomar, zot torat ha'ola. Zot torat ha'ola. Now, the ola is al mokdal mizbeach kol ha'layla, that it remains all night. Reba, there's a Reba here that tells you that they can be all night on. V'ha im ba shemesh lo mishkach ala shetetita or berubo. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan's position that you need the comets to be consumed berubo, or to have be a lit berubo, that in order for it to be the shirayim ar mutarim na'achila. Over here, if you put it on as the sun sets, you don't have enough time for the comets to burn berubo. And yet the brightness says that that's fine. So Mar says, Volkasha, kan liklot, kan atir. You have to separate between the klita ending up on the mizbeach. The items that have to be put on during the daytime have to end up on the mizbeach during the daytime. They do not have to have their mitzvah completed during the daytime. The mitzvah can be completed even into the nighttime. I would have said, it's not mukhrach, but I would have said here, there's a difference between the maisa mitzvah and the kiyuma mitzvah. The maisa mitzvah must be done during the daytime. The maisa mitzvah is getting it on the mizbeach. That must be done before the sun sets. The kiyuma mitzvah of haktara over here, you don't have to say it this way, because you could just say that the requirement for the shirayim to be eaten is that it be consumed virubo. You don't have to say that's a kiyuma mitzvah and haktara. But I think you could say, and it seems a little bit from Rashi this way, that the kiyum haktara is only when that's asher titza or berubo. You only mekayim the mitzvah of haktara once the fire takes the whole thing or the robe of it. So therefore, that kiyum mitzvah can be done even into the night. And that's the difference. The Braita is talking about the masa mitzvah. Masa mitzvah of haktara is that it must be end up on the mizbeach of yom tzavato during the daytime. So that means even with the sunset, the kiyum mitzvah haktara, or the other way around, if you want to learn it, just the matir for the shirayim, that's asher titza berubo. Asher titza berubo, it's a different issue. That's either the kiyuma mitzvah haktara, that can be done even into the night because of the zotarat olah, or the matir for the shirayim, if you want to define it that way, that can take place even into the nighttime. Rashi asks about here in Ba Shemesh. You say that when the sun sets, as the sun is setting, you're allowed to put these items on. And we said min chatam v'niskehem b'laylo, that when it comes to the carbon oath, you're allowed to put the minachot and the nesachim on at night. So how come over here there's a requirement to have them on during the daytime? Yet we know there's a pasuk that tells us they can be on, put on during night. But hachitani, and over here the Braita says that minchat nesachim b'yom. Minchat nesachim has to be done during the daytime, has to be put on before the sun sets. So what's the difference? Rashi says lo kasha. The answer is that we're talking about different types of nisachim. Nisachim that come bifnei atzman, nisachim that come by themselves, they have, can be done even at night, because that's minchatam v'niskehem, afilu b'laylot. Whereas the nisachim that come with a zevach, nisachim that are attached to a zevach, they're like a regular korban that's brought. They must be put on during the daytime. So the distinction between the limud about nisachim being put on at night, which is nisachim that come independently, versus nisachim that are attached to a behema, they have a din like any other korban, they must be put on b'yom tzavato during the daytime. Rabbi Lazar matni la mibo shemesh. Rabbi Lazar left it to say mibo shemesh even after sunset. Wait a minute, how could you say that it's after sunset? These are items that must end up on the mizbeach during the daytime. So then why are we talking about it being after sunset? So he sets that up as a case of pukim. Things that have shot off the mizbeach have been catapulted from the mizbeach because of the fire. So these were items that were on the mizbeach already and they were shot off at nighttime. So this is telling you that you have to return them. Even at nighttime, you return them onto mizbeach. It's a case where the items were shot off the mizbeach. Umi amar Rabbi Yana Elchid. Rabbi Yana really explained this way. Ve'amar Rabbi Yana Ktoret shepakal gam mizbeach afilu kartin sheba. Ktoret that leaves the mizbeach, even the smallest piece of it, ain makzir notayin. You don't put it back on. So what are you saying? We just had a brayta that has in its list a komets levonah b'ktoret minchat kohanim. So there it's listed, one of the items of the ktoret. And if you explain that brayta, we're talking about a case of pukim, things that left the mizbeach that you put them back on all night long. Well, here we have Rabbi Yana saying that you don't have to put the ktoret back on. And on top of that, we have a brayta that tells us asher tochala ish et ola al mizbeach. That things that are being consumed of the Ola, they have to go back on the Mizbeach if they shoot off. But the Ketoret, if it shoots off, you don't have to put it back on the Mizbeach. So we have two things showing us that Ketoret does not need to be put back on the Mizbeach. So how can you explain the Braita in that manner that we're talking about the Ketoret? Where it says, no problem, somebody we can't Ketoret. Get the Ketoret out of the Braita and then we don't have a problem. Now what is interesting is that the Ketoret actually does not go on the Mizbeach of Kitzon. The Ketoret is only found on the Mizbeach HaZahav, on the inner Mizbeach. Tosfos says that's an important factor over here, because that's actually telling us which items you have to put back on, which items you don't. You look on the last Tosfos, he says, Me'a Ola, lo mima'et, mikulei komets. How come a komets gets shut off the Mizbeach, gets put back on? We just said before that only ikulei Ola, asher tuchala ish et Ola on the Mizbeach. Only the Ola goes back on. So how come a komets is included? So Tosfos says that's the distinction. When I say asher tochala ish et ola, that means that anything that goes on the mizbeach achitzon, that is returned to the mizbeach if it gets shut off. Anything that goes on the mizbeach zahav, that's the ketoret, that does not get returned to the mizbeach, and that's this distinction. The difference between ukulei ola and ukulei ketoret is on which mizbeach they're placed. So that's the question here. If they're on the mizbeach achitzon, then they do get put back on. That don't include a komets, that don't include minchad nisachim, that don't include anything else besides the ketoret. The ketoret that ends up in the mizbeach zahav, that is not returned. But because of that, you have to be samim mikan ketoret. You have to eliminate ketoret from the previous brayta. Amar Basi ki poshit Rabbi Elazar b'menachot. When Rabbi Elazar was giving this answer in Menachot, the answer that he gave before, that we were talking about Mevoa Shemesh, we're talking about after the sun set already, and Mukila B'Pukim, at that moment, Boy Yochi had this question, Komets Shesidro, if you put a Komets, V'sider Alavet Amaracha, and then he put the pyre of wood on top of it, meaning that instead of doing it the normal manner in which you would do it was you first have the pyre, and then you would have the Mincha, or the Komets, sit on top of it. Over here, instead, he put the Mincha on the Mizbeach, and then he put the wood on top of it. Mo, what's the din over here? Is that considered to be a proper consumption, a proper burning of it? Derech haktara b'kach. That's the normal way to do a haktara. Oh, ain't derech haktara b'kach. Mar leaves that as a tekel, an unresolved issue. Then, Bayi Chizkia. Chizkia asks, Ivarim shesidran. He put the Ivarim on the Mizbeach. V'sider aleim et maracha. So here, instead of being the Komets, he does this with Ivarim. And he puts the maracha on top of them. Ala itzim, amar rachmono. So it says in the beginning of Vayikra, when it talks about the carbon ola, V'archu b'nei Aron ha-kohanim et nedachim et arosh et ha-padar ala itzim asher la'esh asher la'mizbeach. So now, when I say the etzim that are ala mizbeach, what does that mean? And that's what the Gemara is asking here. Ala etzim amar rachmano. When it says that you must place the evarim or ptarim that we just spoke about, you must place them al ha etzim. When you place them ala etzim, it means literally ala etzim. Odilma came in diftiv kra achrina. Since we have another pasuk that says asher tochala ish et ola ala mizbeach, so there it has the ola being directly on the mizbeach. So do you need the ola to be ala etzim, or do you need the ola to be ala mizbeach? Iba hayi hachi avid. Teiko, we don't know. So over here, there's two possibilities. We have both. We have the ola being mentioned ala etzim. That's in the beginning of Vayikra. And then you have the ola being mentioned in the beginning of Tzav, when it talks about the Trumat HaDeshen, that is, hi ola ala mukdam mizbeach kol alayla. Over there, it's directly, the ola is specifically on the mizbeach. So we don't know if the requirement is that the ola must be ala etzim and not anywhere else. And the etzim are there on the mizbeach, so it's, if it's ala mizbeach. And therefore, the Tzav will not be literal, but Vayikra will be literal. literal, or do we say that both are literal? It can either be al-Aitim or al-Mizbeach, and it doesn't matter whether the pyre is above it or below it. And that the Gemara leaves as a teku. That he didn't put him on top, he didn't put him under, but he put him next to the pyre. What's the din? According to one who says al, when you use the word al, it means literally above or upon, then there's no question. Because either it's al-Aitim or al-Mizbeach. And therefore you have to deal with whatever the answer was to the previous question. It either has to be the pyre on top of it and it on the Mizbeach, or it has to be al-Aitim. So therefore, the al-Aitim thief, because there it says, the al-Aitim, al-Mizbeach. Now, kiti by Allah, according to the one, alibi the man, al-Basamuch. Al doesn't literally mean upon, it means next to. In that case, mine. What's the din? Hakanami al-Basamuch. Over here, when it says al-Aitim, it doesn't literally mean on the Aitim, it may even be next to the Aitim. Or Dilma, al-Aitim, dumia down on Mizbeach. Then maybe we have to read al-Aitim the same way we read al-Mizbeach. By al-Mizbeach, ma hatam al-Mamash. As Mizbeach, you have to put it on the Mizbeach. Al doesn't mean next to the Mizbeach. Al means literally on the Mizbeach. So just like I read the Alam Mizbeach being literal, so too I'm going to read the Ala Itzim as being literal. Achanami, Al Mamash. And therefore you would have to place it on the Itzim themselves, not next to the Itzim. Teiku. It's also left as an unresolved issue. So you have three unresolved issues here. One is the question of Rabbi Elazar with the Mincha, whether the Kometz has to be above or below the Itzim. That's number one. Is that considered Haktarah? Not Haktarah. Over there we're not dealing with Sukkim. We're dealing with whether that's Derech Haktarah B'kach or not. The next question was Chizkiah's question about the Eibarim. If they're above or below the higher, above or below the Seder of the Eitzim. There we had a question about how do we read the Psukim. In Vayikra it says, Al Eitzim, Asher Al Mizbeach. In Tzav it says, Al Mizbeach. Do we read that it's literally Al Eitzim and Al Mizbeach is just telling you where the Eitzim are, or the Olah that's on the Eitzim is also on the Mizbeach? Or do we say no, that they're both literal, that Al Mizbeach and Al Eitzim are literal? You can do it either way you want. Either it's Al Mizbeach or Al Eitzim. That's a teiku. And the last question we had here, does Al literally mean upon? Or does Al also mean Samuch, next to? And putting it next to the pyre would be enough also. Because we know Al Mizbeach is definitely literal. The question is Al Eitzim. Do we read it literally as Al meaning upon, or Al even Bisamuch?